It's Chris Stapleton, Think I'm in Love with You, 103.7 WHHC, finally Friday, and we are getting into the Christmas spirit. We have overlooked downtown Glasgow this entire week. We always do every morning, but they have been decorating downtown. I have April Russell and Byron Lucas in studio with me. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are y'all doing?
I'm great.
Good.
I'm excited. It's Friday.
Good. I know. It is Friday. It is Friday, and we are so very excited about all things Christmas. As I mentioned, the beautiful decorations that they have already put up downtown. I saw a couple of the wreaths, and some of the lights are already lit up just a little bit, teasing us just a little bit. But the big event is coming up next Saturday. So, April, tell us about all the fun things that are planned for that day.
Absolutely. Next Saturday is a very busy day in downtown Glasgow. Mm-hmm. We're going to start the morning with a turkey trot.
Yes.
Are you going to run?
No.
Okay.
Are you?
No.
I'm going to go eat breakfast.
That sounds good.
So we're going to start the morning with a turkey trot. You can register with Parks and Rec for that. Mm-hmm. That has been going on for years and years and years, and it's a lot of fun. City's always excited for that. It starts at 7:15 that morning. So that's bright and early.
And there are three different options. So the half mile gobbler. Yeah. Gobbler Gate.
That's for the little ones. Yeah. That's more my style.
I was going to say, I can't participate in that. I mean, that's more my style.
We could, what is it, chaperone that?
Okay. And then the 1 mile run walk, and then, of course, the 5 mile for serious runners and walkers. That's the turkey trot.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Before Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Get you ready for it.
That's right. That's exactly right. Okay. And then we got a little shopping plan.
We do. We have sip, shop, and ho, ho, ho.
You got to say that slowly.
Yeah, you do.
I did. As slowly as I could.
You did very good, April. Very good. Because when it's sip, shop, and stroll.
Yeah, stroll.
Stroll.
You have to really be careful.
You do. They did this for the first time last year. It went over really well. And mm-hmm. then they're going to do it again this year. It'll be from 1 to 7. You'll have local craft and artist booths and some food trucks. And then, of course, the shops downtown will be open also.
Yes.
So it makes a great day to come downtown and visit everything.
Okay. And then the big event.
The big event we're always excited about is Light Up Glasgow.
That's right.
Before Light Up Glasgow, Santa and Mrs. Claus will be here at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
And the first 125 families get a commemorative ornament.
Okay. Oh, nice. So you're going to want to get there early and see Santa and Mrs. Claus. And then, of course, we're going to be entertained by the local choirs with the school. So, Byron, tell us about that.
So I will say this. My students love Light Up Glasgow. They have a great time. So please, if you have a family, if you have children of all ages, come to the event. But Glasgow Middle School will be performing some music with us, and Barron County Middle School and Barron County High School will be singing, and you won't want to miss it. We have a lot of fun. We sing a lot of familiar carols and songs, and it's just a great event. Please come out and enjoy it. I think there might be hot chocolate, maybe hot cocoa, something like that there maybe. And
of course.
A lot of things to see. Get a picture with Santa, mm-hmm. see the trees light up, countdown. Great event.
And we have some new decorations, which I was talking about. We have seen the Christmas decorations go up. So some new ones have been added. So the square is going to look even more beautiful than it ever has.
Yes. The City of Glasgow Public Works, the City of Glasgow Parks and Rec, and then the Barron County Maintenance Division also. And they've all worked together mm-hmm. to bring everything downtown Glasgow to be beautiful.
Yes.
So I love when they plug that light in after you've sung, and then then they sing that one last song with all the lights glowing. It's always so much fun.
It is. And we'll end the night with a family Christmas movie.
That we can't say on radio. It's called some kind of infringement. Copyright infringement.
Well, that stinks.
But let me tell you this. Okay. I lost the vote of what the movie was going to be.
Well, boo. Who is in the movie? Can you at least say that?
It's animated.
It's animated, okay.
There's some ninja stuff going on.
And students love it.
Yes, maybe a big panda bear.
Okay, all right, okay.
There might be
those are your clues.
There might be some ninja.
Some kung fu fighting.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of fun. They put Kiwanis comes, puts that huge screen up in front of City Hall and plays that movie. It's amazing.
I was actually going to ask where that is. So it's right downtown.
It is.
Okay, so make sure you dress warmly that evening. If it's a little chilly outside, bring your blankets and chairs and And get ready for a fun night.
Yes.
So great community event all day long happening, and very excited about this. That's a week from tomorrow.
Yes, and the sponsor of the movie is NEMAC.
Okay, thank you to NEMAC.
And like I said, Kiwanis brings the screen. So it's a group effort, and that's huge.
Yes.
You can't do this stuff without sponsors, community partners. I talk about that all the time, how the city and the county have to work together. Mm-hmm. The schools come in there. Then you've got community sponsors also. It's amazing.
Well, it's a big collaboration, mm-hmm. and it takes a lot of people to make this a huge success. So thank you all for putting it together, and the volunteers that come out for this, and the workers that make downtown so beautiful. Thanks to everyone.
And the Renaissance Committee plans it all.
Yes.
They plan Light Up Glasgow. They have for as long as I can remember. Mm-hmm. And so we're very thankful to that group.
Yeah. Cannot wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. So April and Byron, thank you both for being here and telling us about the big Light Up Glasgow and the events all leading up to that next Saturday.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I have 8 in a row to kick off next, so hang on.